Why have U.S. long-term rates trended up? Hypothesis 2, Tight Policy, by Genevieve Signoret and Delia Paredes, December 11th, 2023. Now, in this blog entry, you have a link to the Spanish version in case you prefer to read or listen to this in Spanish. Also, what I'm about to read to you is an excerpt. It's from the longer PDF report called Quarterly Outlook 2023-25. It all hinges on rates. A second factor pushing up on long-term rates, we think, is that in spite of the downward trend in inflation, the Fed has held to its tight policy stance, as have other central banks. The phenomenon is worldwide. And then we show you a graph, and you can see, I just want you to focus on two of the lines. You see some stair steps. That's the Fed hiking its rates. That's the yellow stair steps. The shocking pink or Rosa Mexicana stair steps, that's Banco de México. Above it, that's the Bank of Brazil, the Central Bank of Brazil. And overall, what you see is just this wave of central bank tightening in the USA, Eurozone, Brazil, Poland, India, Japan, UK, Mexico, China, Korea, just to illustrate this trend. So we're going to focus in this blog entry on the Fed. And Fed tightness can be seen in three ways. First, in the short-term policy rate, which is still up at 5.5% despite disinflation that has been going on. And second, in the fact that the Fed has persisted in its quantitative tightening or QT program, where that through that program, the Fed is allowing the long-term debt securities, especially Treasury securities, held in its investment portfolio to just mature without replacement, and that's shrinking the balance sheet, thus exerting upward pressure on long-term rates. The Fed, through QT, is shrinking its balance sheet. This should push up on long-term rates, is the narrative title of the subsequent graph, the second graph. In this chart, what you're seeing is that during the COVID crisis, the Fed was buying up securities, thus expanding to over $8 trillion its balance sheet, and then it began to allow its balance sheet to gradually shrink passively. Okay. So what it's just simply doing is that as the Treasury securities in its portfolio mature, it simply does not replace them. Third is tight Fed communication. The Fed talks and talks to markets through speeches, pressers, communiques, statements of guidance, and releases. It releases not only forecasts by Fed officials, but also some visuals, and some of them alarming, showing the risks that they see to their own forecasts. In other words, the magnitudes of their uncertainty. You can see in the green sort of stained area or shaded area in the following chart, you can see in the red line that Fed officials project their own policy rate to be gradually lowered. But you can also see in the green stained area that the Fed sees a lot of risk around what will be that terminal rate. It could be as high as something higher than 5%, that is, stay where it is today. It could go even higher, higher than 6%, and push up to near over 6 before coming down to its current rate. Or it could be taken all the way down close to zero. The width of this green stained area is the magnitude of their uncertainty. And that's why I call it scary in this narrative title. I say the Fed barrages the market with its rate outlook and sometimes scary perceptions of risk. And the reason I say sometimes scary is that you can see at the beginning of the green stained area, you can see that the Fed sees a risk that will even have to hike rates farther. So moving on now with the text. Since 2008, for example, Fed officials have told the public repeatedly that Fed asset purchases push down long-term yields, implying that if they were to stop those purchases, rates would be pushed back up. And so while we're unsure as to whether that claim is true in some kind of direct or mechanical sense, we do suspect that strong and incessant Fed narratives, called forward guidance or guidance, can sway market outlooks. Now, if you look at the blog entry, you'll see that the word sway is a link. It's written in hypertext. You can click on that. And in general, in all of our blog entries, you can click on those links and you can see supporting evidence for those views of ours. So we believe that at least through the communication channel, quantitative tightening is contributing to keeping Fed policy tight and thus is pushing up on long-term rates. Now, throughout all this communication, the central message that's reaching the market is that Fed officials see an uncomfortably large risk that inflation will remain stubbornly high or even start to climb again.